Living for God. Journey towards God realization. There are two ways of living in this world. One is a self-oriented life, the other a God-oriented one. An individual then will either worship himself or he will worship God. His attention will be focused either upon his being or upon God. His aim in life will either be to please himself or please God. There is no third way of living in this world. Therefore, our choice is to live either for ourselves or God. The concept of living a self-oriented life versus a God-oriented one is deeply rooted in Islamic teachings. The Quran says, "But you prefer the worldly life, while the hereafter is better and more enduring." 87:16-17. This distinction can be found in both the Quran and Hadith, which offer guidance on how Muslims should approach their existence and purpose in this world. In a self-oriented life, everything is centered upon one's being. You could call it a selfish life in which self-interest, personal ambition, greed, and lust are the dominating motive forces. One who lives such a life puts all he has into furthering his interests. In a God-oriented life, everything centers upon God. One who lives such a life discovers God in all his greatness. He lives in awe of God, so much that everything else seems tiny in comparison. His thoughts center on God, his hopes are in God, it is God that he fears. To him, God is everything, and he is nothing at all. This second type of individual lives for God alone. He is realistic, for the path he conforms to is the universal way of nature. There is only one true destiny for man in this world, and that destiny is God. Nothing less can satisfy the needs of man. Living a God-oriented life involves recognizing that one's ultimate purpose is to worship and please God, and that true contentment and fulfillment can only be found in a sincere and devoted relationship with Him. In a God-oriented life, everything centers upon God. One who lives such a life discovers God in all His greatness.